Dom, you, most of you, already know our guest, but I will reintroduce Melissa is here to work with us on telling story and being absolutely wonderful. And of course, you know her husband, Dave. So Dave and Melissa are here, yeah, to listen, to improve, and to really get into the nuts and bolts of how we involve ourselves physically and to bring about emotion. And Melissa, as I mean, you all probably remember and know this, but she has been teaching classes all over the state, has written curriculum for different theater companies, has directed oodles and bazoodles of shows everywhere, and the Dave over here, just wins awards for putting together documentaries and things, and has all sorts of statues on his fireplace. So we love you both, and thank you for giving up your time to come and be with us, and we really love this. So it's going to be a lot of fun. So what we want to do is obviously spend a lot of time focusing on the May night. Now, we do not need music in our hands. We can do this so that we can focus on things we need to do. Except for Jack. Jack, you get the pass. Mr. hasn't been with us for 2 years and is back for his first time. Awesome. So, of course, you can be using some music over there. But the rest of us, we need to be focusing on other things rather than staring at a piece of paper. So, how do you want to work? I've sent you kind of recordings. You kind of know the music a little bit, but what's going to be the best way to start? And what would you like to have?
You know, it's interesting. Dave and I listen. First of all, can I tell you the smile I had on my face when I walked through that door out there and I heard all of you singing? Took my breath away. As always, getting to come and listen to you all is really a delight. So thank you for having me back. We were just commenting over there about how much we love to listen to you guys sing. So I'm looking forward to working with you on this song, and I think one of the things that really struck me about this song is there's a couple of different ways this song could be interpreted. Mm-hmm. And so what is going to be important is that we're all singing the same song, that we all have the same interpretation, and we're telling the same story when we sing it. That doesn't mean we all have to be synchronized in our looks and in our movements and every single thing we do, but there's some intention behind our facial expressions, right? Because that's really the message that is sent. And so if we get really clear on what those intentions are in those moments, I think that's going to help your face tell the story. And so I'm here tonight to kind of help you fill in the bits of the story. But I kind of want to see where you're at now with it and what it is you think you're saying about and what you think the story is. And here's the thing. None of you are wrong right now. Everybody's right because it's your own personal perception. I'm not here to tell you right or wrong. I'm here to say, let's come to an agreement and have a singular focus so that we're telling the same tale so that we can capture the hearts and minds of the audience along with their ears. Right?
Good. Excellent. Before we sing it from the very, very beginning, I just want to quickly get in our brains our intro. This has actually posed a huge challenge for us. It's deceptively, what looks easy on paper is actually a very tricky intro for us. So, let me just hear our first blues, if we could. Okay? I want to hear just bass and then the tenors, please. Ready? And. Good. Now, finesse. Do-do. Get and go. Good. Tenors, you have to hear the pitch in your head, and the pitch has to be on the L. All parts, make your entrance. Ready, again? No, sing first chord. Come on, sing first chord. Ready, go. Whatever your first pitch is, sing simultaneously. First chord, sing, go. Good. Some of the reason why this is difficult, too, is because bass, we don't start on the root. You're starting on the fifth, okay? It's unstable. Because we're not down there on the roof. Sing first chord, Lou, and go. Who is the root of the chord? So in terms of volume, sing the chord. Balance it out. Ready? Again. Now, make your entrance. Ready? And go. monkeys lose? Okay, we're going to get into storytelling right away with Melissa here. But your first loos don't tell a story. And they're very just kind of almost violent. Loo, 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 loo. Think wind chime. Think gentle little music box. And try that again. Good. Now, tenors, you got to be with me. You got to know where beats are. You don't sing on the downbeat. It's boom, loo, loo, boom, loo, loo, boom, loo. Okay, so if you're singing with me on one of these, you know you're early. Okay, again. Push this piano out of the way. That way you can kind of get a little more towards the center. I do this without knocking all my stuff off. Right? I know. Okay.
I kind of like this
kind of
performance.
Right? Get used to it. That's awesome. It's going to be weird if I'm conducting behind you.
Not even a little bit.
Okay. I'll try not to speak. Okay, let's get a pitch.
Just a B flat.
Well, that should be B flat, E flat. That second pitch wasn't an E flat.
It was an E. Yeah.
Yeah.
The fog dreams.
work on Musical.ly, but let's put that aside. Let's get to the good stuff.
Well, and I want you to chime in on what you thought, because you arranged this, and this is, it's a gorgeous song. You guys sound lovely. So the issue is not how pretty you sound, as far as I'm concerned. I'll let him get into that. But we aren't all singing the same song by your facial expression, because your face tells the story, right? And so we need to figure out what we're saying and just get clear on that. So, to start with, where is he?
He's off by himself dreaming.
Right?
He's dreaming about his girl.
Okay, we think he's dreaming about, what else? What are some of the rest of you think?
Somebody said in the woods.
He's outside.
Outside in the woods.
Yeah.
Okay. So now we need to find motivation for why he's out in the woods. Why is he out in the woods?
She dumped him.
Did she, okay, maybe.
It's
or maybe he just had to leave her, right? And he had to leave her at her parents' house, or he had to leave her somewhere else, and he has to leave now, and she's left there, so she's no longer with him. What's it going to be? See, this is the stuff, in order to tell this story, you need to answer these questions. Because then, your doo-doos in the beginning have a whole new meaning. Did he just leave her? So he's still a little feeling romantic and starstruck. That's kind of what the music sounds like a little bit to me. Unless you want to take it to a place where he's lost her. And then it goes very melancholy, and mm-hmm. it's stealing at the, then it really tugs at the heartstrings. So there's a couple of different ways you can interpret it. And by the looks on faces, I'm seeing all of those different stories being told. So I don't have a strong feeling about however you want to interpret it. We just need to interpret it the same. I think there's enough melancholy in this about the tear or whatever that it says to me he was with her. He was thinking of her as he's walking, and there's a sense of loss, like he's lost her. Why there's he sees the doves, and it reminds him of her, and he has the one tear down his... Am I in alignment with what you
yes.
were thinking as well?
I mean, I mean, Germans like to brood a bit. And
yes,
so,
I was going to say this is wrong. It is German.
Yes, and originally
German
in German. So,
German
yes.
countryside, like German forest.
Very pastoral, yes. I mean, I always conjure up the image of sort of Bavaria, Black Forest sort of region.
Yeah.
Yes, I mean, because to me, there's moments of light, but all the imagery in here is about shadows and about things that have escaped. Even the two doves are hidden
yes.
in the bush. You know, the moon is barely coming through the fluttering leaves. So there's this brooding sense of, I think, ominousness. But so we are trying to find the light.
It darks out lighter.
Yes.
And so I think we have to see him maybe taking a walk to clear his head. But then all these lights... The lights and the shadows start playing with his mind, right? Mm-hmm. And so how do we feel about those initial duties to me are like, I'm going to take a walk, I'm going to clear my head. They're lighter, they're uplifting, right? And then as he starts describing the surroundings, mm-hmm. I think what will be so key in this is if you start to envision the surroundings you're describing. You've got... silvery moon that's shining through the fluttering leaves. I think you need to, especially, I want to try this once through. You may not do this in actual performance to this degree, but it's almost like, I do this with actors a lot, we do something called an imaginative journey. And I want you to imagine that you're actually experiencing the lyrics in that way, and then we'll pull it back a little bit probably for performance because this isn't going to be that sort of demonstrative. But and you're still going to be staring at Brenton who's going to be keeping time or somebody who's keeping time. But over the fields and throes and the nightingale warbles. But where is the nightingale when it warbles? I mean, that's a thing where if you all looked up and looked where it was, that again, so let's decide where's that nightingale. Is that going to be up and to the right? Is it going to be up and to the left? Right, up?
Where's focus on moon?
Yes. And where is the moon? Is the moon up or is the moon to the side? So these are the questions I want us to come to some agreement about, so that you're creating an atmosphere for this song, but it's impossible to do that unless you're clear on what it is. So, let's start with the silvery moon. Where is it? Somebody make a choice.
I think it's up because it's shining through the moon.
Okay, so it's straight up?
Tethered.
Okay, so it's straight up. And so then...
Probably over Brenton's head.
Say it again?
Probably over Brenton's head. Yeah.
Okay, above Fenton, I like
There's
that.
Always a light above my head.
Well, that would be that would be
It's
a
halo.
It's his halo.
Tarnished as it is.
So the fluttering leaves when the pale rising light or the field she throws, and the nightingale warbles. Where are they? Are they this way?
They're
over there. Okay, and they're up right in the trees. Because we want to keep your heads and your faces up while you're singing, right? So I go sadly o'er the hill and vale. There's some doo-doos. Now, I think the feel of these doo-doos start to change, right?
Yes.
Ever so slightly.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They're not quite as bright, maybe, as the opening ones are. And then somewhere, hidden the leaves to softly cooing doves, fill my heart with delight. So we've got nightingales, but now we've got cooing doves. So where are they? Okay, let's put it over here for right now. Right? Yep. And how do you feel about those doves?
Happy. Fill my heart with joy.
Yeah. Why?
Is that a reminder of times past?
Yeah.
But of good times, right? It's a reminder of the way she smelled, or the way she kissed, or the way she embraced you, right? It's those sensory things that we can...
And I always imagine, I get this sort of almost Christmassy image of my head of like two little turtle doves that, you know, they rub their necks together. And so I feel like the turtle doves sort of embody this relationship that was once there. And so it's... What was that? Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
Right, lovebirds.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Lovely, lovely, lovely. Okay. But then, of course, things change a little bit after the cooing doves fill your heart with delight. Then we get a little darker, and as you turn away to the shadows that are darker, something's almost taking your breath away, it feels like, in one single tear all sad in place. That is such beautiful imagery. It's so powerful in its just singularity, right? That one tear is what is escaped. And so I think we need to see somber. Some of you, I think, sing throughout the whole thing and are smiling. And sometimes that's to keep the pitch, because I know smiling can often help the pitch stay on. But there are some times in moments like that when the smile appears a little off, right, given what we're saying. So we need to match the facial expression with the intention in the piece at that moment. Aware of the vision whose smile streams like a rosy dawn through the depths of my soul, where on this earth are you? Okay, what happened to her?
We don't know. Where is
she? I think I'd love for you to make a decision about where she is. Did she leave? Did she...
She died.
She died? Okay.
Joined another forest.
So that right there would be tragic.
I think we just kind of forgot about her all of a sudden. She may not be gone, other than she's not at her presence, but all of a sudden it's out of, you know, somehow left his mind.
Okay, that's an interesting take on that.
I think it's more tragic.
You think it's more tragic than that?
Okay. You know, when I hear these words, where... O vision whose smile streams like the rosy dawn. Well, to me, from where does a dawn, the sunlight, light emanate from? the dawn and the light emanates down from heaven, right? So in my mind, where a vision whose smile streams like the rosy dawn, her smile is streaming down from the heavens because no longer on our earth. And then through the depths of, I mean, it shines through the depths of my soul. It takes my breath away and pierces me with this thought of what was once so lovely and beautiful. And he's saying, where on this earth are you? You're not on this earth any longer. I've searched. I'm walking through heel and veil and through shadows and watching my relationship being bodied by all these things, but it's no longer here on this earth for me to find. But I'm striving and trying so hard to get it. And in my eye is but one tear, and it burns me all the way down my cheek because this thing that I long for and remember and are being pierced, I can no longer have.
I look at it, the one tear is her.
Mm.
That's the loss of it. It's the one tear.
Mm. Do you know the basis for this poem?
No.
Life experience, or just something you wrote?
No, I don't know the background to it, and I'm sure that as with most poetry, there's probably a number of different sort of inspirations and interpretations.
Yep, that's fine. I wanted to get it down because there's so many. You're sitting and driving over here, I'm thinking about it, and I'm like, well, I've got four different storylines in my head. So that's where, if you're all not really clear on what the storyline is, mm-hmm. it's going to seem odd in certain places based on your interpretation because your facial expressions are not going to be cohesive.
Now, if I get right down to the nuts and bolts of us singing this in a competition, I don't think that if we were to play it off as something sort of more light and trivial is going to get us the recognition and the emotional pull that this song is going to need to speak to the audience and to get to make this work. I think it has to be a sense of loss and pull at the heart and to get people to feel that sense of pain and remorse, because that's what's going to, at least in a contest setting, I believe, make this have the most emotional pull and to ring in the way that it's supposed to. Otherwise, I feel like it could come off as a little more fluffy and not with the gravitas and maybe even a little more saccharine and just not have... Yeah, I don't think it's going to move people in the way that it's going to need to, so... That's,
no, and it's written very beautifully. So
that's Brahms.
I was talking about the music. It really is what you've done with it. It tells a beautiful tale. So what I think may help, first off, is can we just take it through, given what we've just talked about. We've got a young man. Maybe he's in his 20s, 30s.
Sure.
Okay? He has lost his love. We don't know why. We can come up with that later. But he decides to take a walk to clear his head. Right? And he's feeling good about the walk. So he's up. Gonna clear his head. Gonna go out into the night. And so I want to see that up forward motion, right? A lot of times when people are stressed or they're wanting to process something in their head, they go for a walk because there's that wonderful feeling of forward motion when they do that. And it feels like you're accomplishing something, right? Because there's movement. And so that's really what this whole opening to me should be, this light forward motion movement. And then you start describing this, and I want you to really think about the words that you're saying. And we've talked about where things are going to be placed. Let's see what happens when you all see the same thing. Okay? Let's just take it through. Tadley, go over the hill.
Sure.
Can we take it to, is that measure 12?
Yep. No problem. Tadley, over hill and hill.
Yep.
So we'll just start right at when the silvery moon, right?
Stand up. Yeah, you gotta stand up.
And just real fast, before we do acting and tell our story, can I hear just the basses and then the leads when they pass off the melody. Can I hear the main melody line at the beginning of the song, "When the Silver"?
One, two,
bass, and go.
When the silvery moon shines through the fluttering leaves.
Good. So I want us all to understand is what is the real melody line.
When the silvery moon shines through the fluttering leaves.
Got to take over the melody, and I got to tell where that melody is going. Okay, here we go. Now,
and we also need to remember that the silvery moon is above his head. So your head needs to start out this way, and then when you say that, look up so that we see a little upward move. Ever so gently. The opening part about the moon shining through the fluttering leaves, I see some of you still smiling, and I think it's fine to smile through that section, okay? And when the nightingale warbles, when I think you look up, you can see it, you can take a moment there, but then when I go sadly, it needs to come back down, right? We need to bring that back more introspective. Over the hill and vale, and then we've got some doo-doos in there. And then let's keep going to somewhere hid in the leaves.
Right now, or do you want to go back and do...
Let's go back and take a run at it, because that was nice.
Remember, our doo-doos are all Lulus.
Yes, we've decided to change them to Lulus, because it's a little less percussive, and I feel it lends itself a little more.
Okay.
So, yes, we changed them.
I thought it was a doo-doo or a Lulu. It's your song.
We have to pick up the doo-doo, so we'll
move. All right, looky-loos, here we go.
Be careful of the vowel that you're using on the word hill. It's not hit, it. Heel and veil. Okay? One seal.
And the nightingale warbles.
two lovely suffering cooing doves that fill our heart with delight, and we know that they are up there, right? And we need to see that delight. And I think you've got some Lulus in there that need to bring it back more introspectively, right? Back into your head, because you turn away. And so I think if you can stay off this way as you're singing through delight, and then your Lulus start to bring you back center when you, yet do I turn away? So that we're slowly turning away. It needs to be a slow, I think, turn. Turn away to the shadows that are darker. Now, where are these shadows? Yeah, and I think you can identify. I don't think you all have to be looking in exactly the same place for that, but there can definitely be some references to. You need to find your shadows, I guess is what I'm saying.
What would you think about if the shadows were a little more on the ground level?
I didn't
so that
know, depending on where you're. Is your audience always below you, or are they
yes,
sometimes
they
above you?
No. Well.
Are they always below you? Then
in Lawrence, Kansas, about half of them are sort of under us, and then the other half are up there. Yeah. So, I mean, it's a very large university. I mean, it's like.
Then it's okay. I'm very depending on where the audience is located, I'm very sensitive about having people look down. Because if you're on a proscenium thrust stage, it's fine to do that. And if you're in more of a three-quarter kind of arena, then you're gonna be looking down and all they're seeing is the top of your head. And so I would say don't look down. I think you need to find a vocal like
waist level or something like that.
Yes.
Tummy
level.
What I was hoping to accomplish was again a transition from shadows to in my eyes, so that we have
yes.
to see the head come
back up
to bring focus to the eyes.
So we want to use all of that time. Where did it go? I gotta find it on the music. So as I turn away and turn to shadows that are darker, right? That's our time. We're gonna bring it down, or in this case, about here, not totally down, not floor down, just lower eye level, right? So that you still have the ability to lift your head back up in a somewhat dramatic way, I think, is but one tier. And then you have your little bits in there. Where are the vision smile streams like the rosy dawn through the depths of my soul? I think that needs to come up. And it can go, I think that should go straight up on where on Earth are.
I think that goes back to the moon.
Yeah.
In your first bath.
Rosy dawn is not a horizon.
I saw it as the sky was kind of rosy. You know how the sky at night gets kind of red sometimes? That kind of.
I mean, we do have to remember that it's not dawn when we're singing this. It's still night, but.
We're just imagining it.
We're imagining it.
Exactly.
We're on this earth of you, and then. In my eye is but one tear that I think it takes you from up here, and then I would look straight at the audience. In my eye is but one tear. It burns me, and then burns me up on this cheek. It's such a powerful. When you sing it, I just almost kind of wanted to go like this.
I know, right?
Yeah.
If we could do it right.
Yeah. All right, let's take a run into this and see what we got.
Shall we go at somewhere hid in the leaves? Is that where you want to start, or somewhere after that?
I think somewhere hid in the leaves, yes.
Okay.
What is that, 13, 14, measure 15?
Real fast. Yeah, so somewhere hid in the leaves, too softly, cooing doves. Before we start looking around here for a second, can we just sing somewhere hold hid? Ready and sing. Yeah, bass is da, da, dee, and everyone, again, and go. Good, now can we get rid of the R and where? Somewhere hid, again, and go. Not just be a throwaway. Somewhere hid in the leaves, again and go.
Somewhere hid in the leaves, too softly cooing.
Yeah, okay, too heavy, and the coo doesn't have the little birdies. They're little birdies, they're not big ostriches, okay? The coo has to be lovely, and it's this little cluster of tones. Okay? One more time, somewhere. Again, and go.
Somewhere hid in the leaves, too softly cooing, does fill my heart with delight.
These things don't work. Starting to work through this and now seeing the emotion. Because we have a lot of words that we throw away. Just like I said, that somewhere here, please. We need to love that. And then we do that same thing again at fill my heart. Yeah, do I? Yeah, do I turn? Yeah, do I turn away? The do I is not a throwaway. In fact, it's the opposite. Yet do I turn away? We need those words to give the emphasis to the word turn. Okay? So we can't throw things away. Can you give me a B natural? We're going back to somewhere.
Somewhere
here.
Yeah.
start with everything, but let's go back and before we go any further. Talk to us up to this point, and what are you liking? What are you not liking?
Here's what I'm liking. I feel like you say the word turn. You're all focused. First of all, I want to remind everybody to look up here. When some of you are doing it, it looks really great. When a couple of you forget to do it, because you get lost in your heads a little bit, which just happens to everybody, try to stay present and in the moment while you're singing the song and really focus on the lyrics. Because if you go onto autopilot and you are unclear what your face is doing because you're trying to find the pitch or you're thinking about something else, what you had for dinner, I don't know, then, of course, your face does things that you're unaware of. And it starts to tell a different story. And so what my advice is to try to stay as present and in the moment as we can throughout that whole song. Focus on those lyrics, because there's a couple of times you gave me goosebumps. It's the sound of your voices, but it was also the expression that was coming, and you were emoting differently, I thought, this last time through than you did the first couple of times I heard you sing. So, bravo there. But I do think when we turn away, we delight in those birds, and a lot of you are smiling and looking up at those turtle doves, because that's that moment, right? And it warms your heart, and it's something lovely to feel for both the performer and this person that we're singing about, right? But then we need to see that shift, and I think it starts to happen a little bit with the Lulus. And then I think it needs to come down on the Lulus, and then when you say turn away, I think we need to bring it to center, and then you say turn away a second time, don't you? Mm-hmm. And then I think it can come just a little bit farther this way, so that when you go and you start to talk about
the shadows
and the light coming down, you're back up again looking for those things. I think if we really have some clear intentions on where all those things are.
Let's give you, have a seat for a minute. Let's give you a sitting break so we're not up on our feet here. But would you do this? Do you all have a copy of the music with you?
No.
Okay. For those of you that do have a copy, would you please take that out and get a writing utensil? No, I thought it. What I want you to do is mark in some of these things that we've talked about here together.
Yeah.
Also,
he's writing the instructions down that I've given them
on
what to do, so I can shoot those over.
Oh, good, because I was just going to have us all write these in real fast. But if, okay. Yes. Okay. So, moon above my head. That's our first little thing. So, yes, when the silvery were starting to rise up and look at the moon. So write, please, over that when the silvery, where you're looking. Yes, write that in your music, yes.
And let's remember, you're going to be at ground level.
Yes, I won't be, yes, I won't. So, yes, we'll get used to that, because eventually we're going to flip-flop and you'll be up here on these risers. But, yes. Above my head, moon shines to the falling, wind her pillars light over the field. Where's the nightingale? Stage right, correct?
Probably.
Yes, and elevated,
fine.
Yes.
When you're standing on the bleachers, it'll be this way.
You're right.
Just look to stage right. You're right. Yes.
You're right.
Okay. I go sadly o'er hill and vale. Did we do something different there?
Center,
back to center. Back to center. Okay, so you're very slowly panning back to center. I go sadly o'er hill and vale. Now, our cooing doves were stage left, correct? And again, up in those branches, somewhere hidden the leaves, two softly cooing doves fill my heart with delight. Lulululu, yet do I turn away. Yet, you're coming
Lulus
back.
Come down, eyes. And then on the I turn away, they start to turn. And
perfect.
They can turn a little bit more on the second one.
So measure 20, your Lulus. Head comes down from the branches down to eye level. And then yet do I turn away, you're coming back to center. Turn to shadows that are darker. And then we have that Lu where our heads are kind of going down to the shadows on our ground, so that we can then raise our heads back up as we are singing, "In my eye is but one tear."
So go back to the second term there.
Yeah, so yet do I turn away, we're coming to center. Turn to shadows that are darker. Start to go down. Ooh, you're looking towards the floor, not straight down, but just out in front of you, down to the floor. And we're raising our heads up. In my eye is but one tear. Now, when we said about where, O vision, who smile, remind me where what we're doing at this
where
point.
Where, O vision, this, we looked up for one tear. Then I think we just had them looking straight. Where, O vision, who smile, streams like rosy dawn, we're back up.
Mm-hmm.
Through the depths of my soul, where I look are you? I have to tell you, right there, I found it very powerful when they were singing right to me. When they were singing right to the audience.
So don't look center towards me.
Look,
I need
down.
You all straight out at your audience.
Okay, streams like rosy dawn through the depths of my soul, where are you? I think there is something very... several of them saying that to me, and I have to tell you, when you did, I really felt it. That was one of my moments where I got kind of some...
Mm-hmm.
You know,
so,
set me back in my chair a little bit.
So what the audience is.
Mm-hmm. The
through the depths of my soul, where on this earth are you? You're singing straight to an individual. That'd be great. In my eye is but one tear.
That should be back up, right?
So you want up? Sure.
Back.
In my eye is but one tear rising up.
It burns
me.
Up center, upright, on tear.
Back.
Center, I think. Okay. Yep. And so we sing this a couple times. In my eyes but one tear, it burns me, and then burns me upon my cheek. Is there... That's a hard one.
That one is a hard one, because I don't think you want them going up like hands on faces or anything like that.
I think that's a little too on the nose.
Unless it's burns me on my cheek, and it's a slight head lowering to one side, showing one cheek.
That could maybe be interesting. We could try that, see what that does.
Care which way we turn.
Yes, we need to all turn in the same direction, or it will look.
Okay.
I think.
Lower right.
I'm wondering what would happen if we split it.
What's,
split the center.
Out or in.
So if I'm like on stage right side, I would this way. So they're looking away from center.
Okay.
And then this side is looking down left.
Away from center. And right now you're center. So
it's not a good song.
Yeah. anybody who ends up standing in the center, pick a side and stick with it.
Exactly.
And what measure is that? Again, please.
That is about measure 45. So we sing, in my eyes but one tear, it burns
second
me.
Burn.
And then on the second, burns me upon. There's that decrescendo as we do the three pawn chords. That's when we should be looking down and away. My cheek. I think cheek leads. You're coming up again to just sort of eye level center. And then when we're singing our loos, once you enter in, you can then come up to match the leads. And then, I don't know, do we end looking at the moon again? Or do we just need to just kind of stay straight on? What is the way...
I
want to
see it again.
See it again?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because sometimes a handful of you do the same thing, and it's really powerful when you do. And so I kind of like, oh, no, that's it. Well, I just thought right there was it. Yes.
I was sitting on the last loop because it takes a friend of ours just before the last one. We could go back.
Back to the moon, yeah. I think that will look quite nice.
Yep. Can you just use your ears for 1 second? And tenors and leads...
Tenor.
some headography. It burns. One, two, and three. That dissonance, that second that is happening between the baritones and the leads, sing, that has to really, I mean, burn. Okay, all parts again, it burns. Again, and go.
It burns.
Good, now basses, crescendo through the burns as we get there. It started at a good dynamic level, but now we're going to build it. One and a two, again.
It burns.
Have a stand.
When we do buns, can we do anything with our hands uniformly? Or
I know
not?
You can, but I get the goosebumps.
I'm not sure if we want it to be uniformly, but I think that we can all have some sort of physical involvement in buns. Okay, I need to see, yes. Right. And it's got to be grounded, and this is going to weaken it. So the burns has to be really.
You can do burns, of course.
Yeah. Okay?
Just do it. Say in the face, but it's kind of like I'm not happy, but I accept it. I don't know, something like that.
Resignation.
Wait, say it again?
Resignation.
Resignation.
Yeah.
I like that. Mm-hmm. That's kind of what you were getting at.
Yes.
It's resigning. This is the way things are. I can't change this. I'm accepting. Yeah. I think you all need to have that same understanding of that last note. And I think it will even help you find everything you need to find there in both tonality and in storytelling.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It's also a resolving chord, pretty mm-hmm. much.
Yep, it does. It says, it's done.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you cry, that's okay.
Seriously, yes.
Yeah.
Good. Let's, when we get to the pon my cheek, and then everyone else will start singing after that, it's not enough to just sing your notes. You also have to sing them in tune with one another. And this is still story time here. Okay. I want you to imagine this time. This may not be what we actually utilize as our imagery here, but those loos, that is the tear as it trails down your cheek. So that la, 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 think about it just rolling down your face as you sing that. Okay? So let's go back to It Burns Me one more time.
I think that's an equal clap.
Okay, one, two, three.
It burns me, burns me
because this is a story that needs to be told with your face and your heart. And if your hands get in there, everybody's going to be focused on what your hands are going to do next, and we're going to lose sight of this lovely story you're telling. I want them focused on your faces the whole time, because I have to tell you, you guys lit up during this one this time. When you really understand all the moments of a tale that you're telling, it's a lot easier to put that emotion into it than if you're just singing the words, because that's what the lyrics are. Right? But now you've got to remember where everything's at. And I would say before every show, remind everybody where it's at, because the second we flip you around, everything's going to feel different. Right? We said stage right and stage left, but instinctively, you might still want to go to one side versus the other, just because that's how it was when you were standing this way. And now all of a sudden, it's this way and this way. So talk through those finer points as you get through there, just to make sure everybody's, you don't have to think too hard about it. It's just there for you. Does that make sense? I don't want you getting lost in your head thinking about, oh God, which way do I look? Because then your face is going to look like, right? And you're not even going to be aware that you're doing that. And that's just a human thing that happens to actors all the time on stage. I can always tell when I watch a show when an actor has lost their place. There's a facial expression every actor gets, right? And it's that I've crawled inside my head and I'm no longer present. That a line is going to come out. It may be the right one, I don't know. But I'm going to say something just so it's your turn to talk, because I need a moment to think. It's that face. We've seen that all too well.
Seen it, done it, yes.
Melissa, as I age, my face is getting older and less expressive. And I wonder if you have any exercises we could do to loosen up our faces so we can express better.
Yes, you know, that's the other thing. Some of you are naturally Some of you are so naturally demonstrative. I love watching you because you just really kind of lay your heart on your sleeve and it comes out when you're singing and it's lovely. And some of you just are not as expressive. And there's no right or wrong about that. You are who you are. But in this particular case, if you want not to stick out, you need to be a little bit more expressive. So you got to try to get your face to move. A couple of things you can do. The first one is called big face, little face. So make a big face. And then make scrunch up. Big fist. And open up the top of your... So it's like you could almost go... like a high-pitched, right out the top, right? Mm-hmm. Scrunch it up. I know. And then, ooh-ah, ooh-ah. Yeah, it gets, your facial muscles are not used to, when you sing, you really use your whole face, right? But going day to day, if you walked around making some of the faces that you did in normal conversation, people would be like,
it's good.
Dude, that's not right. Don't want to sit next to you on the bus, right? So, but we need to emote a little bit, and so reminding your mouth, especially, that it can move and it's okay, that ooh-ahs are good, big face, little face, is good. There's a whole bunch of them you can do. That I've done with young people over the years. I mean, make a face like something's really sour or something is sticking to the roof of your mouth. They're rubbing your tongue on the roof of your mouth. That's another one that really gets your face. Mm-hmm. You like, it's like you've got peanut butter stuck here. You've got peanut butter stuck on the roof of your mouth and I have to go to get it. Mm-hmm. The other thing is it gets your tongue moving, and then it's taking your tongue in different directions. So take it to one side, up, and then all the way down. Mm-hmm. All of those facial things really help move, and it just reminds your face, hey, we can do this. Some of us are naturally expressive, so our face does this normally. We can't help ourselves. You're one of them. I married an expressive. It delights me every day.
Excellent. Would you do me a favor? And, I mean, go ahead and just sit it nice and tall. But can you sing now the second time, the final time that we sing the... In my eye is but one. And is but is not is but one.
No.
Okay? Try that again. Yeah, thank you. E flat? Yep. Ready and sing. Again and go. Yeah, but there's a moment where between I and is, the sound stops. And it can't do that. In my I is. Again and go.
My eye is but one.
Sing one and listen and tune that, please. Listen to your basses, use them. Sing one, go.
One.
Bass lead, sing it, and go.
One.
All parts, and go.
One.
Back in my eye, again, and sing. That's bubbling up like tar instead of the fountain of youth. And listen to that pitch. We're under. In my eye. In my eye. Again, and go.
In my eye is but
Good. Now, this is the second one. So it does not fade, Because now the tear has to come out, and it's going to blaze a trail down the side of the face there. Again, in my eye. Starting to get there. I mean, what you have brought already is just clarity and, well, and I think also just confidence.
Mm-hmm. On the last quarter, should we all hold that look?
Oh, most definitely. Yeah. That song is not done for another couple seconds, or another couple dozens of seconds.
You want to have that silent pause, but you have to do one of these all. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Right.
Yeah. You want that dead space.
Now, technically, let's work on a few pitchy things here real fast. Can I hear bass and...
Is your guest done?
What do you need for me?
Give me like 5 more minutes?
Okay,
real fast here. Can I hear bass and leads? On my cheek and then the lose. Here we go, leads begin us. Bass add. Recognize the beauty of that moment yet. Try that. Again, lead starts off. together. Again. So when they start finally clapping, it's just a very slow move. Okay.
So, we'll work on this a week or two and take what you've given us and kind of start putting this in. But I would love for you to be able to come back out and take us from there even further. So we can compare calendars, I'll get in touch with you tomorrow. But if we were to take away the one biggest point from tonight, give us the one thing that cannot be forgotten and that everyone's gotta have.
I think it's two.
Okay, great. Two.
The first one is you have to stay present and in control of what you're emoting. Because when you're truly plugged in, you're quite good. When a couple of you check out, it's super noticeable. Because everybody else is so passionately singing the song that when you check out, you stick out in a not pleasant way. And so that, I think, is the first take home. The second one is you have to tap in to the through line of the story that you're telling and go on the emotional journey with the person that you're singing about, right? And it's that emotional journey that takes you to such a powerful place, and then you add your vocals to it, and it gives you, I mean, it really gets to the point of goosebumps, and this is the kind of song that should have that sort of reaction to it, where you kind of sit back and you see people, oh, wow, you know? I want everybody to kind of get pushed back in their seat. Not because you're singing so loud and hard, but because the emotion that you tapped into is so real and raw that when it comes through the music, it almost takes your breath away a little bit. There's something really magical about that when it happens. Even if it's not happy or whatever, sometimes poignant, mm-hmm. You know, and you have those poignant moments that just kind of, everybody knows that feeling of loss. In some way, everybody can tap into that. It's a universal feeling, and when it's done powerfully, the way you're doing it, it can really have a wow factor. I think, especially in your performance. So, that staying present and then making sure you're staying connected, that you're all telling this new story, and you're looking in the same places, and you've identified those, the difference between the dove and the nightingale, and then where exactly. Are we looking a foot above Brenton's head? Is it 3 feet above his head? Is it, you know, so that you're all having that same sort of, you know, if we're looking down, we're looking straight ahead, is that chest height on Brenton? You know what I mean?
Right.
Or is, where is that? And given the space, those are not bad things to even have a conversation about. Okay, now that we've seen the space and we're in it, when we're in a rehearsal, let's mark some of those things so that it's clear again in everybody's head, so that we don't have people looking at a range of doves, right? There's doves and there's nightingales. There's not like 15 of them out there. These are special things he finds on his walk. So we need to make sure that they are real for you. The more real they are for you, the more real they become for your audience.
Now, I know that you both had the benefit of you know, hearing the song and looking at the music and everything before this evening, but if you tried to divorce yourself from that and this was your first time hearing it, would you have been able to understand all the lyrics?
Yes.
Would you have been able to understand the story?
Yes.
Good.
Yes. Walk the woods.
Yep.
Kind of sad, kind of happy. Sad.
Yep.
And then the resignation.
Yeah.
And this is the way it is, and I don't like it, but that's where I am.
Okay. Good.
Yeah, I did see a distinctive change, though. I had a difficult time on the recording you gave me understanding some of the words.
Mm-hmm.
I had to go look at the music to see what they were saying. But here, once we went through it, I had no trouble understanding the words.
Good. Good.
When you say checking out, is there any 10 soldiers? Do we have 1, 2, 3, 5?
No, it's that there's the occasional couple of people that I think space out, and then they come back. And when you space out, even for a few seconds, it's just really noticeable. And I'm not one for calling people out.
No, no.
That is not how I roll. Because you're not going to ask me, I'm back if I do that.
Yeah, one thing about that, the easiest place to check out is during breath.
Mm.
The song's still being sung even though there's no notes. Or the story's still being told.
Yes.
There's still no. So move your head, keep your mind going where it's doing, and your face won't check out.
And
better chance.
Be aware of when you're smiling. Because like I said, there are some parts of the song, some people when they check out, they come back with a smile, and it's really big. If it's in the wrong part of the song, right? I mean, think about it. I'm talking about this really emotional. It's like, no, it doesn't work. I mean, you got some lovely pearly whites there, but yeah, this is the wrong part of the song for making that particular face. So that's what I'm saying. You've got to stay present. And we are so attuned to going on autopilot. If you've ever driven a car and not remembered like the ride home, it's like, oh, I got here and I just couldn't do this. That's not fine. If you've ever had those moments, you know that you've been on autopilot. That is the most unhealthy place to be. We need to, and if you are obsessed with your phones, a lot of times that's when people use time to go on autopilot. And you've got to be present. You've got to be, that's why I didn't even bring my phone over for any reason. I let him take notes for me so that I could stay present with you. My eyes were on you the whole time. We've got to stay that in tune with one another. And you've got to stay that in tune with your audience. The second you check out, you lose them.
And one other thing, too, is we practice it when we're rehearsing, especially.
Oh, yeah.
So it becomes an autopilot default.
Yes.
Well, we get notes from these folks. However, is there going to be anything written down that we could read or at least surmise?
I will send his notes to you.
Perfect. Yes.
You can.
So Dave did kind of jot all these sort of things down. That's also why I wanted you to write things in your music, too. Because we're all different learners. Some of us are visual. Some of us need to physically do it. Some of us have those, you know, the writing it down, that movement, that exercise of yes, the kinesthetic learning thing. Yeah, Al.
Is there anything, there's 4 pages of this song. Is there anything wrong with you or whomever writing on the music? I know we've taken our own notes, but we're supposed to be looking up or down.
Yeah, I mean, we can put notes in there and send it out. Is that what you're asking?
We could copy that off of the website, and everybody would have the same thing
down
there. Sure.
Yeah, I can do that.
Thank you.
Okay. Really, when it all comes down to it, we're giving you tools so that you can become effective storytellers. That's what we're doing. Because really when it comes right down to it, if your head is tilted at 45 degrees or 70 degrees, that's not what talks to people emotionally. Okay, we're giving you tools to effectively help you tell this in a sincere and, what's the word I'm looking for?
Visceral. It's a very visceral song. Yeah. I mean, when you get, once you get into it, it's kind of, I mean...
Which is why I love
it. It's a very
much.
French
it has song. Always been a favorite of mine to just sing as a solo. And in a way, this always kind of reminds me of that 10, it's not quite 10 minutes, but that little bit in the movie Up. You know, when it's the whole montage of like the life of these two people, starting from kids and going all the way. Have you? Okay, I'm seeing a lot of people look at me like I don't know this movie. Okay, we're gonna watch this movie. It's an animated show. It's called Up. It's a Pixar movie.
It'll make you cry.
It does. I mean, it is a montage of just vignettes and moments of life. And
squirrel.
Right. But yes, there is a squirrel in the show. Okay. But. It is, to me, it's some of the most powerful moments of all storytelling, and just the way that you see the ups and downs of a relationship, and where what you thought was important ends up not being important at all. And I think there's even some of that in this song. In some ways, we probably took someone, a relationship, you know, totally for granted, and now that it's gone. You have, well, you resigned to the point, as our word, but it's powerful stuff.
Yes, it is.
I love that every time we do the In My Eyes But One Tear, that's some of my favorite bit of music ever. I love the way that just builds and goes. But anyway, we've talked about this song a lot, but we knew we were going to tonight. I love you both. Thank you for coming. When they come back here some weeks.